geeks. 5 opinions. 1 podcast. Nerdasmore Network. Where would you nerd shit?
Hello, and welcome to Nerdgasm Noir Network. It's me, Dee, and I'm here with JP. Who is on the show? I'm here with JP, Melissa, and Jamie eventually. And we're here to talk about nerd shit. I don't know where I am or what's going on. We didn't do a show last week because we were doing con stuff, and now I'm sick, so I can't think straight. But how are you ladies doing?
I'm doing fine. And apparently, I can talk now because my voice is kind of back. It's still kind of husky, so yeah. Goddamn it, sinuses and allergies. How do I? I have a Frankenstein, so I got symptoms that's cold related, allergy related, and sinus related, and they really don't make a lot of medicines that, you know, would take care of the odd symptom here and there. So, yeah, this was not fun at all.
Yeah, that sniffling that you hear periodically is me because I caught a cold over the weekend. That's fun. Melissa, how are you?
I'm actually not sick. I'm not used to this. Usually I'm the person that's sick when I'm among other people. That was nice.
I blame this on you. You gave this to me.
You're welcome.
No. I'm not thanking you.
I feel like the polite thing of me to do was to accept your thank you. And now you're taking it back, which is rude.
Anyway.
Don't do that.
Anyway. Oh, that's my phone going off. There's so much going on. There's so much going on the internet today. Slightly tangential. Oh, wait. Like always, go to nerdgasmnoir.net, okay? Because on nerdgasmnoir.net, there's a bunch of cool stuff, like links to everywhere you can follow us on social media, everywhere you can listen to us on your iPad, iPhone, Android phone, whatever you use to listen to podcasts. Our phone number is also on there if you want to leave us a voice message. And also, if you want to send us an email about anything under the sun, really, you can send us an email. All that information's on there, but you gotta go to nerdgasmnoir.net, you guys. If you don't go, you're not gonna find out. And if you don't find out, how are you gonna say hi to us? That's just rude. So you should probably go there.
Can they listen to us on their Blackberries?
Ma'am.
Hmm?
I don't know if, you know what, sometimes I'm not sure if you're serious or you just have...
Glowing was my answer to Melissa.
I just feel like we've offended our BlackBerry user listeners. I just wanted to know if we could listen. I mean, I don't know.
Does BlackBerry... Okay, fine. I will be nice to BlackBerry users. Does BlackBerry have Stitcher Radio, a Stitcher Radio app?
Chat room.
What about Sidekick? Can they listen to us on their Sidekick phones?
Sidekick is Android now, so yes.
Good to know.
Well, that's if it's still around.
So nobody...
What about Nokia phones or Windows phones? Can they listen to us on Windows phones?
Ma'am.
I'm just asking a question.
I'm assuming so if you can do apps.
Oh, God, the sniffling. Yeah, the Sidekick 4G is an Android phone. Well, I am literally looking this shit up.
Why are you entertaining this?
You want to know why? Because the Sidekick was my first foray into smartphone kind of phones, and I only switched to Android, or switched away from Sidekicks, because they weren't keeping up with the technology of the other cell phones. But wow, it's like, is it still for sale? Are they still selling these? But they're Android-powered, so that's cool. They can't possibly still be selling these, you guys.
I think they are. No. Tweet us if you got a sidekick. Beep us if you got Boost Mobile. Where you at?
People use Boost Mobile. Maybe. I don't know.
Beat me 911. Call me on your cell phone.
Yo, if you if you got a two-way pager.
You don't want no. Oh, sorry.
Send a text to 40404, aka your Twitter account, so I know it's real. That's all I'm asking. Anyway.
They're coming back.
Actually, speaking of Twitter, so much is going on Twitter today, you guys.
Ooh, okay.
I don't know if you noticed, but Denny's thinks we need to turn down for lunch.
Really? Really, Denny's?
I don't know if they realize what they said.
I don't think so.
I am under the impression that they didn't as well.
What? I know. Okay, can I just have a 101 with these corporate entities and white folks? Now, I know that sometimes you try to be hip and young and down with the get down.
Hip with hip talk.
Hip talk. Try to do that hip talk. But let me just give you some clip notes. Okay. Here is tip number one. Stop doing it. Okay. Here's tip number two. Look at tip number one. Stop doing it. Tip number three. If you feel the need to ignore one and two because corporate entities and some white people, folks, there's a difference between white folks and white people. I explained that before on this show before, so just listen to all the other shows. You're going to skip number one and two anyway. And here's tip number three. If you don't know how to use the vernacular, find someone who does. Because
turn down for lunch was so wrong.
It was. It don't even sound right. Why did y'all think that would sound right? Like, okay, understand the song Turn Down for What, you know, that just catchy and shit. But do you first ask somebody, what does that mean? That's when, like, you just basically told us, you know, I'm tired.
See, either they mean that while you're at lunch if they're thinking of it in terms of the actual, what it actually means in slang terms.
Right. That's why I'm confused because, like,
They're saying that while you're at Denny's, don't turn up, relax, chill
right,
out.
Right, maybe. Which,
I guess. But then they could also be saying, if anybody invites you to lunch at Denny's, turn it down because that shit's gross.
Right. So that's pretty much what y'all saying. If you would said, want your taste buds to get turned up, go to Denny's. But no, you didn't do anything like that. You said turn down for lunch, which means we should avoid Denny's, or you think we're going to wild out at Denny's. So once again, for all y'all that always say y'all got that one black friend, ask them. But then again, most of y'all, one black friend is imaginary and probably some black person that you saw across the street and said hi, and they said hi back, and you thought we're best friends forever now. I know a blackie.
But apparently, Denny's isn't the only... Well, I've noticed lately that Denny's isn't the only place that's done this. Apparently, Clorox had a... Actually, Denny's had several tweets that we're going to have to get into at another time. But Clorox apparently started from the bottle. Now they're here.
Okay, you can't get mad at them for that. I mean, they're still in a bottle, so that doesn't make sense. Unless they would like to be called a container now. But that's a Drake song. And that's open to everyone.
No. I'm going to go with no. No. I'm not here for slang.
I'm going to disagree. I enjoy using Drake lyrics for lots of things. I don't think that it fits for this one because, again, Clorox still comes in a bottle container. You know, maybe if they had said started in the powder, now we're here. If there have been Clorox bleach powder crystals, but I think that if there were, there probably still are Clorox bleach. Like, can you have bleach crystals? I'm not a scientist.
Okay. I'm not sure if it's just, okay, who the hell is doing these campaigns for y'all? Like, in the back of my head, I feel like it's y'all just got some black person off the street, and they was like, you gonna give me money for what? Okay, I'm just gonna give y'all some regular shit, since y'all seem to be really pressed about trying to use some slang and double AVEs. So, okay, can I cash my check first? Okay, here you go.
Right, because I had like, I put a couple on. I was just like, what the fuck is Twitter? What the fuck is Denny's doing? And I made up a bunch of fake Denny's ads, which, in all honesty, now that I think about it, I probably should have saved them and made them pay me for that shit.
Right.
Well, if you think about it, though, and there's this interesting article, and I forgot where it is, so you guys just have to look it up somewhere. I don't know, Google it. But it talks about the history of McDonald's advertisement, about how they marketed to the black community by taking the G's off of the end of the words.
Oh, no. McDonald's has always been terrible. Well, since at least the 2000s has been terrible about their commercials. Like, remember that stupid McNugget? Remember when they were doing McDonald's commercials that were like R&B songs?
Oh my God, what is that? What was that McNugget song?
McNugget Lovin'?
Oh yes. My God.
I was just like, what is this bullshit?
Oh my God. I laughed so hard at that commercial because it was so ridiculous.
It was so dumb.
But they've been doing it before then. They even did it. And then, I wish I could remember the article's name, but they referenced Dave Chappelle's skit of Black Arnold, which was a real McDonald's campaign.
They did?
This article was the bomb. I gotta find it. Because that was a real, like, I had thought that Black Arnold's was just a Dave Chappelle skit. But it was a Dave Chappelle skit based off of a real ad campaign for McDonald's where a young inner city youth
working
at McDonald's and his life gets increasingly better, which is not how the Dave Chappelle skit goes. It stops right there. But, I mean, so I just brought that up to say that maybe they're either following along in that suit or... But I'm sure somebody had to do this before McDonald's did it. I just want to say McDonald's is the first one, the pioneer. Put that in there.
I don't remember any other place to. Well, it's probably not as blatant to us now in 2014, but they probably have done it before.
Did Burger King have like that creepy king guy? Like, it was one commercial where he was breakdancing.
He did breakdance. Well, Burger King also had the Crispy Chicken song.
There's a Crispy
Chicken.
And I feel uncomfortable when that lady from Popeyes comes. Am I the only one that feels uncomfortable about her?
You know, a lot of people don't like the Popeyes lady.
I just feel uncomfortable. I don't know what it is. I mean, I know she's doing her job. I don't know why. Why do I feel uncomfortable around you, Louisiana's fans?
But yeah, like, yeah. It's been a weird-ass day for advertisements. But yeah.
So we should check out McDonald's Twitter account.
Does McDonald's have a Twitter account? I don't think
they should.
I think McDonald's knows slightly better.
Yeah.
I don't think they would just be flippant about it.
Right. I'm going to invite all my peeps to the turn up function.
Like, McDonald's would just have a generic version of Turn Down for What in their commercial with a bunch of kids breakdancing with french fries.
Oh my God, I would totally watch that commercial.
That's how they
turn
get you.
Turn up for lunch.
They had that fish commercial too. Oh my God, there are so many McDonald's ads that are like geared at me.
that are geared specifically at Melissa.
Like, okay, honestly, the only song that McDonald's, wait, did McDonald's do right, or did Black Kid just make it up? I don't know. The McDonald's songs, Big Back Filet Fish, Quarter Pounder French Fries, Icy Cola, Milkshake, Sundaes, Apple Pies.
And Apple Pies? I feel like Black Kids on the Playground just made this shit up. I don't think McDonald's had anything to do with that. It might not have been Black Kids, but it probably...
No! I don't know about that one.
Because it's a Dutch Rope song, right?
Yeah. And it's a hand game.
It's a hand game, yeah.
Yeah, that was us then.
Well, I think maybe... I'm thinking maybe it was another hand game and McDonald's was like, let's take this hand game and make it about McDonald's.
Maybe. Who knows? I just remember that we always did the hand game with that song. Or yeah. Tweet, or Tweety Bird.
Tweety. Now I'm trying to remember that song.
Well, now I feel weird to think that somewhere, and you know, back then it was probably some white guys, some madman guys in suits came up with that hand game, and then generations later... Little Black Girls and Planet on the Playground. Oh, man. Pete Campbell could have came up with the McDonald's song that you played Jump Rope to.
Don't do this. Don't do this. Don't be that guy.
Don't be. Please.
Why? Why can't I be?
Well, since... Go ahead.
No, you can go. I wasn't...
I was going to say, since we're on the topic of the internet, I think it's about time Melissa gets an education on net neutrality.
Oh my God.
Okay. The whole purpose of net neutrality is that all data that come across the internet gets equal, what's the right word? Equal treatment, I guess? I don't know. All data is treated the same. You know, data that are coming across certain lines are not given faster lanes than another set of data. So, for instance, like if you want to go to the page yahoo.com, then another company who may be affiliated with, you know, Bing can't just make the connection to yahoo.com crappy. So you're forced to go use Bing. But what's happening is that, and it's coincidentally, most of the cable companies are trying to change net neutrality so they are able to charge certain people who hold certain data more for them to get a faster connection to their customers. So for instance, like if Netflix have customers that are on Comcast, mm-hmm. they're using Comcast for internet, then Comcast, actually this is a real life example because they already did this. Comcast can go to Netflix like, hey, we got all these people that's using all this data to get to your site. You need to pay us more. Otherwise, we're going to stifle the connection and slow down all the connections to Netflix, which actually happened. They don't say that they did that shit, but they did. Because when they was trying to work out a deal with Netflix, all of a sudden, all the speeds to Netflix were crappy as hell. And the minute that Netflix and Comcast solidify their deal, all of a sudden, your connection to Netflix magically was faster. So that is a real life example that actually happened. Now imagine if Comcast, Time Warner, Verizon, whoever else charges for internet are able to pick and choose who can get the fast connection and who can get the shitty connection. So they are trying go ahead.
I feel like if we just let Comcast be the monopoly that it wants to be, we wouldn't have this problem.
I'm gonna go with no.
Right, exactly. See, here's the problem. So Comcast, like a lot of the cable companies, do not have certain areas that they serve. So for instance, you won't be able to have Comcast or Time Warner in the same location. Like, there's another internet provider called WOW. I think it's WOW. That's found in some states, but it could be offered to very few customers. So mostly if you have your own, if you own your own house, like if you own your house, if you're in an apartment building, you're shit out of luck, because if Comcast made a deal with whoever is the landlord or whatever, you're stuck with Comcast. So like you really can't switch over unless you use like maybe AT&T and Verizon. And even then, they are only in certain areas. So there's very few competition. And you have Comcast and Time Warner trying to merge, which is even worse because they're already monopolies by their goddamn selves. Yeah. And they don't even have competition in the same areas. It's like they picked and choose what areas they was going to be their turf. So if they merge, they're going to be an even bigger monopoly. So honestly, you know, them trying to pretty much kill net neutrality is just another step for them to give us even more crappy service for even higher prices.
Right. Because instead of being like, okay, you have this many, however many gigabytes of data that you can use before we throttle you, they go, oh, Netflix, we're going to throttle you no matter what unless you pay extra.
Right. And think about this. Like, what if suddenly there is a new internet service provider that comes into the area? Then if people try to go to that site, Comcast, because they don't want you going to their competition, can throttle that connection to that new competitor.
Could you just appease them by staying where you're at then?
No, because they're gonna still throttle you if you want to get on Netflix.
I feel like there has to be someone to surrender to in this for us to work. So who do we surrender to is what I'm saying. Like
what really needs to happen is that Comcast and Time Warner needs to be broken up, because they are literally monopolies, and I don't understand why they haven't been broken up yet.
Clearly, it's legal, whatever they're doing.
Clearly,
in this great United States.
No, clearly, they paid a lot of money to make it, quote unquote, legal. Because honestly, it's not.
Pretty sure it's legal. Wouldn't be happening if it weren't, ma'am.
Pretty sure if you give enough money to the right people in the right places, i.e. Congress and aldermen, then yeah, anything could be legal.
Exactly.
Well, here's what you can do, actually. Apparently the FCC has a comment section on their website where you can actually leave a comment about what you think about net neutrality and why you think it should stay neutral. Specifically so that you don't have to pay a shit ton of money so that you can do regular things on the internet. You want to be able to leave a comment and say something about it, go to fcc.gov/comments. Comments, plural, C-O-M-M-E-N-T-S. Spelling it out because I have a stuffy nose, so I realize that I kind of sound weird. But again, it's fcc.gov/COMMENTS. Make sure you leave a comment and let them know that net neutrality is important, and we don't want Comcast to run everything because we want the internet to be fun, you guys. Right. Don't ruin it for us. So don't beat the guy.
If you're looking for the net neutrality one, is proceeding number 14-28, protecting and promoting the open internet. Now, there is also another proceeding where you can make comments, and this is referring to Comcast and Time Warner Cable trying to merge. That proceeding number is 14-57. So I'm probably going to tweet that out too, but please leave your comments saying you don't want them to merge and you don't want you want the net to stay neutral.
All right. Okay, let's take a quick snot break because I have to blow my nose really bad.
Okay, before that, so if you like, there was a good breakdown about the net neutrality issue from last week tonight with John Oliver. So it should be on YouTube. I'm probably going to tweet that out too, but it was a pretty good explanation on why you should care about this. So, all right.
Snot break. Oh my gosh.
I thought by snot break you meant that you go away from the microphone.
No. This is part of the show, you guys. You guys are going to take me at my best and at my worst. God damn it.
Are you a Tyler Perry player right now?
Yes. You will love me. Hold on, let me cry. Hold on. Let me work on it. Let me get them tears a coming.
Oh my god, I got the half and a half knots waiting on my DVR.
Oh my god, no. Hey, actually, speaking of black women, did you guys see that Gawker article today?
Ma'am.
Yeah!
Okay, which one, though?
Apparently. What do you mean, which one?
Was it the one about the guy explaining why he dates white women?
Yes. Because apparently, it's such an issue that he needs to go to Gawker and explain it to us because black women care so much, even though we don't fucking care. Like,
but angry glares.
Jenny, you know what? She always come in. We about to drag somebody.
When we talking shit about Gawker, that's when she.
Right. Okay, so I'm going to be honest. I made it like 3 paragraphs in, and then I was like, I really don't feel like having to read the rest of this special snowflake problems
article. It was a goddamn chore, that's why. Like, it was 3, I mean, like, I've read, like, manifestos that were shorter. Like, what the fuck is this? No. No one cares, sir.
He started off talking about, because I did try to read it, because I didn't understand it. I mean, you know, maybe because I don't know. I guess.
Maybe because you don't speak idiot. You're
I felt like I didn't know that there was that much angst with black men dating white women. Like, I guess I have been sheltered, but I felt like it was weird to start your article off about the O.J. Simpson trial. Like, I don't know if that's what you wanted to do. Like, I don't know. Go ahead, because you guys have more to say about than I don't know.
I'm just, Jamie brought up on Twitter that every time one of these I date white girls and you're just going to have to deal manifestos comes out, they never take it. They're always talking about a specific kind of black girl, and it's never like equal caliber with the fucking, this fucking, what did they look like, the fucking new ass Ninja Turtle.
They never punch within their weight class. That's the problem. Like, never aim for somebody who's an equal pair. Like, we have champagne wishes and, like, a fucking PBR budget. And we expect women to just fall at our feet. And we overlook the fact that there are, you know, like, awkward, geeky black girls who aren't, you know, I hate the term stereotypical because I don't believe in that shit. But there's, like, there are wide swaths. There are all types of black folks, right? And we don't keep that in mind when we write this type of bullshit. And I feel like this was like maybe 5,000 words of like protesting way too much, because like in one breath we go, oh, I know all white black women don't go for thousands or whatever. But you know, it was my case. Wait, Jen? Am I echoing?
Jen, you're echoing, yeah.
Who?
Jen, you.
Am I echoing?
Jen's That's echoing.
Weird. Okay. Ooh.
Well, I can't do nothing.
But no, so I went and You can't help but laugh at stuff like this, really, because like someone had said on Twitter, like this was nothing but like the live journal entry that should have remained like private or friends only. Like, I don't know where Gawker, I don't know why Gawker's, you know, mining live journal and Zanger for content, but you know, I guess that's cool. You know, you gotta do what you gotta do. But I just. How many of these do we have to sit through? Like, how many of these, like... Oh, my God. Yeah, go ahead.
Black women hurt my feelings. Well, like, the thing that bothers me the most is it leaves all of this room for white women to have these these expansive personalities. Like, I love... Basically, the dude's big gripe is, oh, I love, I don't know, comic books and rock music or whatever. And it's easier to find a white girl who's into that because apparently all black girls are the same and we all like...
Wait, he said that?
Hip-hop and... He didn't say that exactly, but he said that.
Okay,
I was like, I mean, like, this was an essay really set to, like, Taylor Swift music. Like, you can't be serious, but I guess he kind of was. And, I just think that, if you're a troll, just can you at least do it in less than 1,000 words? Because this is a lot to read. Yeah. And also, I like to point out, I do want to educate, or, like, he felt like he was educating white women with his penis.
Okay, so here's what I have read of it.
That was hilarious.
Okay, so I had just read, like, the first sentence and the last sentence of some of the paragraphs. Because it got really long, and I got really distracted with the OJ start.
Yeah, but, okay, first and foremost, if you don't talk about dating white girls, why would you bring up OJ?
Like, I don't know why he did that. And then he said,
don't bring up OJ, don't bring up Tiger Woods, don't bring up...
He brought up Tiger Woods, too.
No, I'm just saying, these are the people you shouldn't bring up.
Yeah, don't do it. But he did it. I feel like he brought somebody else up, too. It was weird.
It was weird, and it was long, and it was rambly, and it's really the failure of the editor who let this thing get published without taking a red pen to it, because, like, dude was all over the place. Like, we were doing just a number of, you know, we riffed on a number of things and none of it made any sense. So I'm very, very glad that he got that out now that the world knows that he's a very special snowflake. And I saw his Twitter feed and apparently he felt like he had done himself a service by quote unquote keeping it real. Bravo, sir.
This article,
wait.
I understand that there are certain, I don't want, trials and tribulations is the only thing that's coming to my head right now, but there are certain things that come along with interracial dating that I get, that I understand. There is a certain stigma with that. But what was his case, though?
I get that, but, like, that's going to be the case with everybody, right?
I don't think so.
I think that, maybe we're blowing things out of proportion.
It was very long. I don't think we can emphasize. If you guys go to it for some reason, I really want us to really just emphasize that for a minute.
That shit was longer than the attention any black woman had ever paid to any of his white girl relationships. Like,
so long.
Right. I think, you think about it though, like, how much of this, like, when you think about it, is like, really not so much black women or, you know, their reactions as they pass in the street, but how much of this is just paranoia? Because I find myself going, above and beyond to, like, smile interracial couples, because heaven forbid, you know, I go online one day and see some angry ass greed from some interracial couple talking about some, oh my god, the mean black girl with the big hair, you know, like, mean mug me. When, you know, like, this is, like, this is a resting case. So, I'm thinking about something entirely different when I'm walking past here. But how much of this, I wonder how much of this is, how much of that this is, because like this is, I always hear like the, you know, black woman scowling at my, you know, my white princess, you know, thing.
Ain't nobody looking at that white girl but you. Like, what? I don't, what?
But I swear, they'll go out of their way. Like, I mean, sometimes if you walk, you know, depending on, you know, when you walk past a couple and they sort of, either they're bracing themselves for any perceived slight, or they, or they're like overly, you know, like defensive, like they're daring you to like say something or look some sort of way. Like it's really, really weird. Yeah, I think.
I have so many stories where I'm minding my own damn business, and I feel eyes on me, and when I look, is a black man, white woman, both giving me the stink eye. I ain't even looking at y'all.
Right? I've had black women, or not black women, black men literally grab their girlfriend's hand and like stare me down, daring me to say something. And it's just like, all I'm trying to do is get ice cream. What the fuck? Like,
clearly they were afraid you were going to snatch their bitch. Like, that's what happens in these streets. So you have to protect them.
Oh, okay. Everyone. That's what it is.
So
and it could have happened. I mean,
apparently I am Miss Steal Your Girl. I'm sorry.
It could have happened though. Like, just saying.
Like, really, the only time I give a stank face is someone gives me a stank face back. So maybe you need to look in a mirror about how you are, as you said earlier, Jamie, paranoid and just automatically assuming that we care about your goddamn snow bunny. No, I don't care.
Here's the thing. The whole issue is they want you to care because a lot of times with some dudes, especially some black dudes, they feel like dating a white woman is like a step up. And so they want you to get mad, and they want you to feel something about it to kind of validate that they've stepped up in the world. But really, in all honesty, you don't care, and that kind of bothers them.
But okay, here's the thing: most of the guys that act like that, that end up going over to the other side to the white women, I ain't one in the first place. Because either they thought they were entitled to me in some way. Like, just because we both black doesn't mean your ass, I need to fall on my feet at you because you somehow, you know, didn't get into jail, or you're not, the nice guy. You're the nice guy. I'm sorry, just because you were the nice guy doesn't mean my vagina is now open to you.
And it's usually dudes with that nice guy mentality. Because, like, everybody has a friend or whatever that's dated white people before. And usually those people are like, this is my girlfriend, Becky. She's cool, whatever. We hang out with Becky while she's around, and they break up and nobody gives a shit. Like, there isn't a situation where he's like, hey, look, you have to understand me and Becky's relationship. We're in love. And you're not going to treat us like shit, because nobody fucking cares.
And here's the thing. Stop. Okay, maybe you would do better with the black women that you want if you stop treating our vaginas as First National Bank of Black Vaginas and Incorporated. So just because... Stop thinking if you...
That's about our new name. Are you sure we're going to call ourselves from now on?
Look,
that's what I'm calling my vagina from now on.
Stop thinking if you deposit like nice things and, you know, kind words and open up the doors and blah, 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 that eventually you'll get to the super saver, you know, checking account, and you get to withdraw all of the sex that you want. It doesn't work like that. Stop thinking it does. Stop it.
I'm pretty sure that's how sex works, you guys.
Are you sure? Because I was told by AppleCare.
By AppleCare.
In fact, it did not work that way. So, yeah, but I'm very happy for Ernest. And his, you know, epic ass post, and I hope to never see anything else from him.
Hopefully.
But if there is a god.
How Cocker is.
I hope there's a sequel.
Oh no. Full disclosure, I did apply to Cocker a couple weeks ago because I need a job and I hadn't heard anything back. And I guess this is why, because I'm clearly not
pressed,
annoying, or verbose enough to.
You should do your own special snowflake article about the trials and tribulations of stuff.
Well, I wanted to do the trials and tribulations of wearing a strapless bra while a 38G.
Good lord!
I'm not really sure. Did you just say good lord? Thank you, Deanna. Thank you.
38G? I didn't even know. Look,
she didn't know the letters go that high.
Bro, I didn't know bras could go past D until I met you.
Well. Hi, they do. They go all the way up to I don't know where I really don't
like the K or
the K or like or L or something.
Jamie, you're back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you okay?
You know, sometimes. Other times I want a goddamn, you know, whatchamajiggy, breast reduction.
I can understand why, like a freaking G? That sounds like you're holding two people on your chest at all times.
Well, that might be an accurate description.
So... Okay, the minute you said that, I thought about a situation that happened to another boobalicious friend of ours, and where they said you will be able to feed many sons. And
feed many sons.
Can't. Every time someone mentioned boobs, that popped into my head. I don't. God damn it.
Wait.
Yeah.
Are we done with the boob talk?
Yeah, sure. Why?
No, because Dean said something, some other stuff, a lot of stuff that happened on Twitter, and we only covered Denny's.
No. We also covered the Gawker article. What else? Wait a minute, something else happened on Twitter today.
Was it Pharrell wearing a headdress?
Oh,
yeah. Goddamn it, New Blacks. What?
Wow. So here is Pharrell Williams on the cover of Elle, a special collector edition, wearing a Native American headdress.
Hold up. So this wasn't just him doing an Instagram picture or him just taking a selfie.
No. He is on Elle. Wearing a headdress and touting an exclusive shoot and video. God, he's a dummy.
Is there a video featuring the headdress?
Maybe?
Does he have, like, little paint on his face, too?
No!
I mean, why not just make this all... Let's just take this shit all the way if we gonna do it.
Make it 100% do it, racist.
Shit. Have a bunch of other... Man, take it all the way. Maybe pose with Johnny Depp when he's tied up. If we're gonna do this shit, Pharrell, do it big.
Okay, so someone just asked, how do we know he isn't Native? Has Pharrell ever said anything about having any Native heritage?
Vampire. He could be a bunch of things. There is that one.
Okay, look, Pharrell has never talked about being Native before, so we can't necessarily say that he is, but. If you don't, unless this is his big issue where he's like, hey, I'm a black Indian and this is something important, right?
Right.
Then what he's doing is really fucked up because he's not presenting himself as a Native American and then he's going to appropriate this thing. And even still, even if he is Native American. I don't. Aren't those headdresses for specific things?
Yeah, yeah. That's like a formal thing, from what I recall.
That's a formal thing, and you're just wearing it on the cover of a magazine, my dude. Like, seriously.
And I don't think anybody can wear the headdress. It's supposed to be bestowed upon you.
So either you're appropriating or you're mocking your own culture. I don't know. I mean, I don't think either one makes you look all that great. But, you know, whatever. Do you, I guess. On a cover of a magazine, though. Like, so that means it wasn't just his dumbass idea. Some creative person decided that this was the shit. In 2014.
That's what they thought they were gonna do. It's them goddamn hipsters, you guys.
But he just got, like, he just got over that new black quote. Like, you just on the other side of it, my dude.
Well, maybe new black includes Native American. Maybe that's what he meant.
I just... Girl, I don't know. This is what I am mother means, I guess. Mm.
But yeah, so that happened. Also, there was a huge dust up about Rihanna's dress for the
Yeah, because she showed her boobs.
Right, but the dress is
Her ass. Don't forget that ass. I'm just saying,
girl.
That ass. Yeah, but you know, people up in arms because clearly this is the first time a person ever has shown her boobs in a sheer dress in public before. And oh my God, what are you doing? You know, hey, Cher. Hey, Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga wore a meat dress, and y'all are mad about this sheer thing?
But wait, this was at a fashion show, right?
Right!
Yes. She wasn't wearing this dress to, like, Walmart, right?
Yeah,
she was
wearing it. Foods in it.
To, right?
She wasn't at First Sunday Communion in this sheer ass dress.
Right, what? No, she was wearing it at an event where you're supposed to, you know, dress the part. And apparently, you know, people nipples, like, it always comes to brown nipples, dude. They you know, they felt away. So, we've been seeing a lot of, oh my God, why is she naked? Oh my God, this is Sarah Bartman all over again. Oh my God, she's, you know, using her sexuality to cover up her lack of talent, which, you know, to be fair.
You know, okay, look, here's the thing. Her talent is the same thing as Britney Spears' talent. She's a pop star. That's what she does.
So I have an issue about that because, like, saying, like, everybody who's in the music industry has a PR or corporate machine around them in some way. So they can only have a say in their image and oh so far, and depending on how much capital or currency that you can grow in the industry. So Rihanna is pretty popular, and as you notice, I notice it maybe because I kind of pay attention, and I, you know, sometimes I check out her Instagram and Twitter, that the more popular that she got, the more say that she has in what she kind of presents and wears and stuff like that. Because before, they barely let this girl talk.
Because of her accent.
Right. So, but now we don't give a damn about her accent. We may not, you know, understand what the fuck she's saying, but they're going to let her talk more now. But honestly, everyone has some kind of PR machine around them. You know, if an artist, like, even artists maybe like Mariah, yeah, they have a lot of pull about their image, but they do have people there that if they have their idea, it's their job to, like, clean up their idea or, you know, or just expound upon their idea. In whatever matter, you still have a machine behind them. It's just that now the ideas are coming more from the artists than from the corporate sponsors or whatever. And plus, like, honestly, like, if you're going to shit on her because you don't like her music and you feel like she shouldn't be some icon or whatever, I mean, really, like, really, not every artist can be deep and introspective and a genius. That's not what's going to happen. Like, we can't have a million princes run around because there's no way we can get a million princes because everybody's not going to have that vision or talent. Some people just like making music where you can shake your ass and
that's fine.
Right.
And not only that, but it's not like Rihanna has been the kind of person who is shy about her body.
Exactly. Like
she likes to wear things that are kind of risque, and that's fine. So I don't understand why you're upset about this dress. Plus, the dress was so freaking gorgeous. I was jealous. It was so sparkly.
I'm sorry, but like if I had Rihanna's body, my ass would be naked all the time too.
I would actually wear that
to the Whole Foods. I would wear
into the wall. Yeah, mm-hmm.
I would wear it to Treasure Island, and that's not what you think it is. It's actually a grocery store.
It's a neighborhood supermarket. It's a foremost European supermarket in Chicago. It's a horrible place. You're not missing much.
But
I go there.
It's the foremost European supermarket.
Yeah, well, it blows. It fucking blows. And it's overpriced, and I'm in my feelings.
It's so overpriced.
It is.
But yeah.
That's why it's the world's most foremost European supermarket. But no, I would definitely wear that to the Walmart, to the AMP, on a play date with, you know, pookers. You know, I feel like it's that sort of dress that you can just...
The dress was gorgeous. It was ridiculous. It was just all those crystals and like it was supposed to be like a retro kind of vintage looking dress. Like it looked like a flapper dress.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you were at like a jazz club or something. It was really, really pretty. And then people were just, you know, one of the people who had something bad to say about it that shocked me.
Mm.
Nnedi Okorafor, the writer.
What did she say?
She was saying that it was classless, and it was Rihanna needed to do better or some stuff like that.
Alrighty, I'm gonna leave that there.
Yeah, I saw that, and I was just like, aww, well. Really? But Nalo Hopkinson was like, no, it's cute, so that made me feel better.
Right, because I really didn't think it was classless. It was really pretty.
It was a fashion show. You see nipples at fashion shows
all the time. Runway.
Are you kidding me? Why are we mad?
Because we're mad. We're just going to be mad because, you know, we're just going to be mad. Like, and that's cool.
Who was that year that Justin Timberlake like left Janet Jackson like to hold the book or the bag or threw her under the bus or whatever? I feel like we're all the way back to CBS. Like, I don't understand.
People are freaking out about nipples. I don't understand.
That's so weird, man. At a fashion show. I could maybe understand if she showed up to your church or to your house like that. And you'd be like, okay, I mean, you're here, I guess.
Right. Come up. come to your play date. I mean, Jamie wouldn't mind, but if Rihanna, if you came to anybody else's play date, we're in that.
Like she had your confirmation pictures with your baby getting dedicated to the church. Like, hey. Like then I understand why you would be uncomfortable. But this is a fashion show. I'm
baby's confirmation. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
The best were the pictures of Pearl Bailey and Josephine Baker topless that went on Twitter. I was like, please remind the people.
Yeah. But okay. People started bombarding Twitter with other pictures of people in sheer dresses. It was like Pearl Bailey and Joseph. Somebody said some shit about Maya Angelou wouldn't appreciate that dress or whatever. And it's just like, do you know who Maya Angelou is?
You read that one poem.
And Still I Rise.
And it wasn't Still I Rise. No, it wasn't Still I Rise.
It was a phenomenal woman.
Okay, I have questions. I have questions for all the people who did not know that Maya Angelou used to be a prostitute and a madam. Like, and then these are the same people that was talking about how they love her so much. I'm like, did you read any of her freaking books? Because
right. She
was not shy about telling you about that shit.
No, because I read her books because I did a report on her in like the sixth or seventh grade. And I read the books, and that was one of the things in the books, and I was like, oh, that's interesting. That's something that you don't hear every day about Maya Angelou. So I don't understand. How are you? And I did that in like the sixth or seventh grade. You're a full grown ass adult who claims to love Maya Angelou and you don't know this. Maya Angelou's books were how I found out that Billie Holiday was bisexual.
Yes.
Like, oh my God, what do you mean? My whole world's falling apart. What do you mean she was a flawed human being or a complicated woman? I don't know what this means.
She only wore skirts down to her ankles and she never did
whatever
anything.
If y'all see those pictures when she used to do performances when she was dancing, ma'am,
did you see those legs?
Oh ma'am, my God. she was leggy out.
My favorite picture though is the one of her that someone found and posted on social media with her like lying like sort of laying half off the bed and reading a book.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
like propped in the trunk. Oh my God, I want that outfit.
So cute, just so cute.
But yeah. So between you know some people feeling some sort of way about that, and then of course, so last week, Frank Oppenheimer wrote something. I want to say for God, I can't remember. Was it a National Review? I don't know. Anyway, we were in our feelings because Dr. Maya Angelou, was using the title doctor, and we felt some kind of way because we were a little miffed that she was doing so when she hadn't earned a doctorate. She'd only been conferred honorary degrees, making everything she's ever done, I guess, irrelevant in his eyes. And it was, I did see quite a few white academics in their feelings over this. And I was really, really puzzled because I would think that a woman who had accomplished as much as Maya Angelou had wouldn't be subjected to this kind of scrutiny and fuck shit, even in her passing. And it didn't take long. Like, I think the body wasn't even cold before.
Five fucking minutes after the news broke.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I found it really, really interesting that, woo!
Because,
I'm sorry.
Because
he wouldn't have said that shit to her face.
No.
Like this.
No. Because she would have pulled all his cards. All of them. But anyway, this is the issue. Because they are upset that because they are upset that the gatekeeping did not work for her. They are upset that she did not go through the same path that they, as white people, because they get privilege, did not go through. They are upset that they had to go find a school that easily accepted them. And pay money that they probably, I'm not going to say easily or anything, but they are mad that she didn't go through the same path and that basically didn't have to have a piece of paper to demonstrate how intelligent and how much of a forward thinker she was.
So yeah, are we going to get this article every time everybody gets an honorary doctorate? Like, is that time?
I don't think. Maybe every time a black person gets one, because this is the same. You know, these are the same folks who were also a little miffed that Diddy was speaking at Howard's commencement, even though he didn't graduate, he had dropped out, and. How dare, you know, like, I think the WAPO's headline was, college dropout to talk to, you know, to give commencement to Howard students or some shit like that. And I was just like, wow, that's
I don't even like Diddy, but I would not.
But we're not going to talk about all of the freaking half of Silicon Valley are dropouts from colleges.
Yep, but we didn't say college dropout Steve Jobs speaks at commencement. You know, speaks at commencement when he was alive. We didn't say anything of a variety of other successful white people who decided to drop out and pursue careers.
Nobody would say that shit about Steve Jobs or.
Yeah, that's what's said. Like, I mean, like nobody.
The Microsoft
nobody,
dude, Bill Gates. Bill Gates, there we go. No, Bill Gates graduated.
No, he dropped out too.
He dropped out too. Yeah, there you go. Like all of these folks dropped out, and it's really interesting. And again, it's really interesting to see, like, because in the conversation had started, you know, maybe the day after we learned that Dr. Angelo had passed. But it was really interesting to see the. Oh, you know, no, well, actually, she's not really, you know, doctorate. She's not really a doctor. She doesn't really hold doctorate. It's all honorary, whatever. But, like, again, a woman who wrote a great number of books, lectured all over the world, actually taught classes in several colleges. I would think that this would constitute, or this would be okay for her to be, I mean, she's clearly an expert in literature, right? Because we have done all these things. Therefore, if anybody deserves this, you know, honorary piece of paper or this honorary title, it would be her. But apparently I'm wrong. And I never wanted to punch people in the face more, I think, after that.
And not only that, but isn't the whole point of college is it's not the one size fits all for education?
Mm-hmm.
So if she found another means to get all of this education in literature like she has, why doesn't she deserve the doctorate?
Right. Because they expect, because honestly, because she's a black woman, that she has to prove that she deserves all these accolades.
Right. And it's really, again, like I felt, you know, I really felt kind of floored by the fact that, you know, we were talking about, like, some of the folks were talking about how, you know, well, you know, even though, you know, they work in academia or they hold doctorates and they don't expect people to refer to them as doctor because, you know, I'm just a regular Joe or whatever. But you're comparing your experience to that of a woman who spent 86 years on this planet, half of them, you know, deferring to, you know, white folks who would sooner see her, you know, hung from a goddamn tree. So if she wants to be called, you know, Madam, you know, Butterfly, Booty Scratcher, whatever, like, you're going to call her, you're going to give her that respect. You're going to give her that, like I said, you're going to give her that respect. You're just going to refer to her as such and then shut the fuck up about it, I think. I think that would be the best thing.
I swear to God, it's like they're. Oh, I really need that neck punching app. Just throat punch. I just need that throat punch app so badly.
Ugh. Anyway, so we're getting to the hour mark, so we should kind of wrap up this regular episode of Nerdgasm Noir. And I'm going to say, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Nerdgasm Noir. You know where that is. You can also follow us ladies individually on Twitter as well. You probably already one of the thousands of people who follow Jamie at The Way of the
Ape. No one knows me, bitch. No one knows me.
You can follow JP at Isatis. You can follow Kia at The Last Storm. You can follow Melissa at Black Girl Kiki. Geeky. And you can follow me at Nani Cool J. Thank you for listening, and make sure you stick around for the post noir. We'll be back in a minute.
Yay!